Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Well, looks like my guest has not showed up yet, so I guess you're going to have to hear me talk for the next few minutes. I'm hoping this person will show up. This is Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, and you know summer is around the corner. So should we still be exercising or not, or should we lay in, or should we go out there before it gets too hot? Well, it's very important to exercise all year long, and the reason why you build body mass, improve your endurance, increase your flexibility, it also improves cardiovascular. You just don't want to exercise during certain times of year because during certain part of the season because it's harder to get back on track. You don't want to go beyond more than 3 days without exercise because it's like starting all over. So you want to exercise at least 4 to 5 days, 5 days out of a week. You got your light days and heavy days. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday could be your heavy days. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays your light days. So what we mean by light days, light day of walking, stretching, flexible exercise, Pilates, yoga, doing something that's not too strenuous on your joints. You can walk, ride a bicycle, swim, you know, a couple laps, not a lot of laps. We'll be talking about something heavy, endurance, plyometric, strength training, exercise that really increase your cardiovascular within the first 20 or 30 minutes. That's considered of hard exercises. When you talk about strength training, you don't want to do the whole body, which some people do, because then they rest on Tuesday and then come back on Wednesday. What most guys do in the gym is the upper body one day, the lower body the next, the upper body lower. So they do different parts of the body to give at least that body 24-hour rest. And why is that? Because when you're exercising your muscles, you actually tearing them down and then building them back up. And you want to give the body rest so you prevent injuries, and as well as giving yourself rest so you can get back in the stamina and stay on the same level of stamina and endurance. But when you exercise so wholeheartedly every day, you actually think of your muscles like an elastic band. You know how you keep it stretching, that rubber band stretching, stretching, and then it won't stretch anymore? That's what you can be doing to your muscles, and you don't want to do that to your muscles. You want to be able to allow them to rest because you are tearing them down to build them back up. You increase muscle mass, that's also mean you're increasing your vascular system, the little capillaries, to get the blood to the muscles to help with their nourishment, to help build them up. And that's why we need that rest. The rest, as we can say, is your body's way of recuperating, rejuvenating, renewing new cells for you, as opposed to constantly boom, 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 pounding them, and they do not get any rest at all. So again, you want to always ask your doctor. For men, it's 45. You need to check with your doctor. For women, again, over 35 or 40 or 45, right in there. Get a stress test if you have to. Make sure they check the medications you have, because sometimes when people are on high blood pressure medication, in other words, you give a false reading. You think you're not working out hard enough because your heart rate and blood pressure has been tempered or decreased down, when in actuality you are pumping your heart at a real high rate but don't know it. So always check with your doctor and your pharmacist to make sure when you go out there and start running or walking hard that you're in shape and the type of medication you need to take either before or after exercise. Need to find out from your doctor. Water. It's important to be hydrated during the summer months, to drink water before, during, and after, as we mentioned last week. with Jamal, because it's very important to hydrate your muscles. You don't want to use orange juice at all. Gatorade or water. Gatorade because it has essential minerals that your body needs, the calcium, the potassium, the sodium your body needs. You don't want to drink orange juice because it's high in sugar. What happens is the sugar is digested first before the liquid. So that sugar goes to the intestines, and your water just really is not getting to the systems that it needs. So you constantly feel like you're thirsty, and you keep drinking that juice, when in actuality you're throwing your sodium potassium balance off, and it can do more harm than good. Also, you don't want to overhydrate yourself, too, because that can also throw off your electrolytes. And you don't want that imbalance because we had here in the DMV area about 12 years ago, a police officer was out riding, training, and he drank a lot of water. And what happened? He had what we call hyponatremia. His sodium level went down too low, and that can cause, you know, increased heart rate. So you have to drink water before, during, and after exercise. Watch the smoothies during the summer months, and again, the juices, because they're mostly high in sugar, and that sugar is dehydrated, digested first before the water. Just plain water. You don't want any seltzer water, because again, that seltzer water, again, the bubbles, you're not getting to the thirst engines, I want to speak, to the thirst mechanism. You feel like you keep drinking because you're constantly thirsty. I know, because I used to teach aerobics, and then I'd come back and I kept drinking apple juice. Well, I wasn't quenching my thirst. As a matter of fact, you know, I just felt a little more jittery because of it. So it's important to drink and water, you know, drink sips during exercise and after. It's very important. When you go out and run, make sure you wear some white, light-colored clothing, and your hat is also white, because when the sun beats down on you, you want to be able to sweat, and you don't want that sweat to evaporate because then it causes heat exhaustion. You want your body to reabsorb that wet. So keep your T-shirts on. Yes, we know you're muscular. We can see it from your arms, but you don't have to worry about your chest, because that is not good for you at all, because you're constantly getting rid of too much water and you're not replenishing while you're running, because I see a lot of runners out here in the DMV area, and the guys got their sweatshirts, their T-shirts in their pockets, so to speak, or in the waistband or tied around their waist, and they run it, and that heat is beating down on you. The sun is also beating down, which can cause increase your risk of cancer, especially if you don't have that, what we call the sunlight protection factor, SPF, which I believe had to be at least 45 and above. So make sure when you go out there, you're wearing a white helmet, protection, even sunglasses, because again, you know, it increases your risk of cataracts. So wear sunglasses, have a little water bottle on the side, take those earphones out your ears, because you want to be able to hear who's coming up behind you or an ambulance. If you get out in the street, then you don't hear the horns honking at you, and it can hit you, and that you do not want at all. So please, please, please be careful when you exercise. Bring a partner with you if you can to exercise with you, or tell somebody where you're going, and, you know, if they know you're running the track, you're leaving at 11, if you're not back by 11:30, they need to come looking for you. So let people know. It's not because they, you know, being nosy, they want to be able to help you, because they don't want to tell the police, well, I don't know where he's going, he's out there running, I don't know what he's wearing, you know, you don't want that. And they're looking at you like, how often does this person run? Does he run every day? So you want to be out there. So let's see if our speaker is here, because I know I was rambling. Hello, Dwayne?
Yes.
Dwayne?
Yes.
Hi, this is Renee. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So Dwayne Martin, our presenter, our speaker of the hour, half hour's on, and he started fitness as a younger child, and he was always skinny, hated it, so he wanted to make a change to his body. He believed he could start lifting, that he would get bigger, and he believed that if he lift weights at such a young age, that it would stunt his growth. Therefore, he came up with, which I like, a perfect solution, started curling the older model Lego boxes. I don't remember that with handles. And as he progressed, he put on more and more Legos in his box. You're awfully smart at sit-ups to the point that he would challenge his older brother to see if he can do the most without resting. Okay.
Yes.
When he was working out and he favored benching, so you started lifting 2 to 3 times a day and add at least 10 pounds a week of additional weights. When you bench, you progress rather quickly until you injure yourself. I see that because guys do that to the excessive lifting, but that didn't stop you. Again, ladies out there, is that ego. The workouts he formed in the gym became a stress for he later came to the decision of joining the Army, which put your whole lifting career on hold, and then you perform workouts in the gym because it's a stress relief for you through the things were falling apart with your personal life. We're not going to go on, but welcome here. So tell us a little bit more about these Legos. I mean, I don't remember.
I mean,
you're smart to do that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the way I saw it is I always used to, you know, I was under the understanding of people would always tell me lifting weights is bad for you, it'll stunt your growth. So I threw weights if you think about it. But as a kid, as a child, I was just like, all right, well, then I'll lift Legos. I lifted the older Legos, the ones with the handles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just constantly lifted Legos as a child. And then I moved my way up to dumbbells.
Wow, you know, I have to say that is a smart idea then. You know, you're giving a lot of people, teachers out there, suggestions to start with, you know, usually with apples or you tell them with books, but Legos, that's not bad at all. So throughout your life, you knew that you needed to lift to build a strong foundation and heavy. So how can joining the Army decrease your lifting career? Don't the guys work out in the Army?
They do, but it's just it was calisthenics, it was body workouts, which I don't mind. I actually still do body workouts because I don't want to just lift weights all the time, but it took away the weight, so I wasn't able to lift like I normally do.
Oh, and that caused the injury there. Oh, okay. So you said that when you came back, your life stopped falling apart, where you didn't have a job. What was going on that all of a sudden, bam, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like with anybody else, sometimes times, you know, are rough. But, I mean, we get through it. And plus working out, eating right, working out, that helped me through the whole process. So, I mean, I'm grateful for all of that, for me finding health and fitness. Because if it wasn't for that, I have no idea what I'd be doing or where I'd really be at.
That's good, because most guys, you're right, wouldn't know that to go to the gym is a stress relief for some people. I know for me, running is in the morning time when it's really nice and cool and there's not a lot of traffic. It's sort of my meditation with God at the same time.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it helps to build your mind, which is good, because on my show, I talk about flexing your muscles, but we also have to flex your spiritual muscles. And so exercise also dealt that it relieves the stress and everything. So, in other words, you said you turned the negatives into positives. So when you got interested in competition, is this strength competition or just posing? What is, you know?
It's really just posing. It was a physique competition that I entered in, and it was kind of a goal that I had. And it was something that I wanted to do. Even if I felt I was ready or not, I just wanted to do it. So, you know, I did that. I found out later that I entered in the wrong, like I shouldn't have entered in physique. They're saying I more should have entered in bodybuilding. But there's more that goes with bodybuilding, so I would have had to have more knowledge on that before I entered that.
Oh, so physique competition is just different from bodybuilding then? Oh.
Yeah, they just said I would benefit more from the bodybuilding competition. I mean, I can still do physique, but I you know, they thought it would be more beneficial.
More beneficial because of your muscles. Now, are you a fitness model too? Does that lead to it being a fitness model where you pose in your gym clothes for, I guess what I want to say, manufacturers for the sports clubs and sports agencies and that?
I'm currently working on that now where I want to do more fitness modeling because I do want to promote health and fitness. So and in my eyes, that's a good way to actually promote it. People see somebody who, you know, has a fit body. They try to ask them questions, and it's more I can promote, you know, positive things. It, some people, they lift weights for a reason, you know, a particular reason. Mine is more, you know, like therapy. It's a good stress reliever to get away, and it's positive. It's, you know, health and fitness. It, you look and you feel 20 years younger, so.
Oh, 20 years younger. Okay, okay, good. Now, what about the diet? Because I'm a registered dietitian, and, you know, we go according to the American Dietetic Association guidelines or diabetes guidelines. You, as a trainer, what do you tell your clients?
What I usually tell them, because I'm currently going through, you know, the nutrition certification, and what I like about what they're teaching me is the fact that they tell you it's 50-50. Some people will say 70-30, you know, 70% nutrition, 30% working out. But what I like is they try to do it like it's hand-in-hand, where it's a partnership, which is good, and I like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think more of the dieting is, the nutrition part is the core, because, I mean, without, you can have all the muscle, but if you don't have a good nutrition plan, none of it's going to show. You know, you're not going to be able to see all that muscle that you do have and display it the way that you want to. But I like how they show it, like, hand in hand. So it's like, in order for you to have the muscle, you got to work out, you know. So you can have a nutrition plan, and you can have a good one, but if you're not working out and you don't have the muscle there, then, it, you know, nothing's really going to show too much. So
true,
I like how they...
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
No, I was done.
Oh, no, it's true what you said. It goes hand in hand. Especially for an athlete or somebody in the gym, I do teach a little bit different from those that are sitting in my chair, because you can, like you said, have all the nutrition, but if you're not doing anything flexible-wise, strength training-wise, you know, stretching-wise, then... it's not benefiting, so they both go hand in hand. And the more weight you lift up, the more carbohydrates you need, as well as some protein. So they go hand in hand. Now, for your clients and everything you talked about the nutrition and strength training, do you have a difference between the man and the woman, or they all get about the basics?
When doing the nutrition, you know, every individual is different. So whether it's male, female, they're not going to get the same nutrition plan, like the nutrition plan that I'd make, you know, for the individual. So everybody's going to be different on that end. As for the working out, the workout routines, I'll change the workouts up a little bit, depending on, like, different sets or different reps, just so they feel like certain people feel more comfortable. Some people, it really doesn't even matter, male or female, they can still knock out the same workout as, you know, a female will be able to knock out the same workout as a male. It doesn't necessarily have to change. It's all just dependent on the person. So, and it depends on their fitness goals at the same time with the nutrition plan and then the workout routine. So I wouldn't say it necessarily has to deal with, you know, male and female. I mean, it does, but it also, other things factor in.
True, it's a lot to factor in, you know, the weight, the individual, the lifestyle, all that go hand in hand. And we do the basics, you know, the biceps, the triceps, the push and pulls. But again, like you said, you have to look at that participant's goals and that lifestyle and what they're looking for as the ultimate end product there. Now, you believe that, again, good nutrition and exercise makes a strong foundation for any age. I say from 2 to 92, I just use that expression. And we had somebody else talk about seniors last time. Now, what about the women who are going through, like in the 60, 70 age, us women who are going through menopause? You know anything about them?
See,
that
exercise
is crazy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I can't necessarily speak too much on that because, you know, but with me, I like to really get a good research in. With elderly, I mean, it is good for them to work out, no matter really what the age, because it does help with any it's preventative, I guess you say preventative maintenance on the body. So depending on how they lift and how they do it. As for with menopause, I know it does help, but it at the same time everything has to be factored in. So some people would have to lift a certain way or a different way because of the things that they're going through.
Yeah, because we be having our hot flashes and cold flashes and hot, because we train women. It's like, turn it up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down. But it's good for us because that's the time we lose a lot of bone mass, and we need that strength training, and we need to increase our flexible exercises. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
So to tell my listeners out there, you start with the basics and squats. Do you travel to home or you have your own gym? How do you work?
I work at a gym and I travel to people's homes as well, because I do have my own business where I understand it's not affordable to everybody, so I make it affordable to them. So, you know, there really is no excuse, and they can, you know, health and fitness is something everybody I think should be introduced to.
I like how you said that you make it affordable for everybody, so you have different price range for my listeners out there, because it's good, because some people are, this is the fee and that's it, or they might have group of packages like I used to have. If you want one package, it's $45, but if you want to buy 10, it's like 10 for 30 or something like that, and that way you have to pay, you know, all down or a half down. So it's good to make it flexible. Now, when you go into other people's houses, are you also carrying equipment with you, or you expect them to have their own?
No, I bring my own equipment.
Okay, what kind of equipment do you bring?
I'll just have basically the basics. I like dumbbells because it works on symmetry of the body, and it works on, particular muscle groups. I'll bring bands. I like to use bands as well. It's good. I like to use it for a burnout session, and it's good for them to get a good workout. And like I said, it could do a burnout, and it's similar to, I guess you could say, like with dumbbells, you could work out individual, you know, the individual arm, the individual leg, or what have you that you're using it for.
Now, is your sessions on a half hour, or are they based on an hour session?
Depending on the individual, what's affordable for them.
Oh, okay. So you got the little quick express power pack at 30 minutes versus the hour where you stretch it out and everything. Now, do you also stretch out your clients too?
Excuse me?
Do you stretch them out? I used to, at the end, which helps, do the hamstring stretch and stretch them out. So you believe in stretching?
They have to stretch. Our preventative, like I said, maintenance, I don't want any injuries. I like to promote safety, so safety is like a big deal, a really big deal.
Wow, that's good. Because it is very helpful that you have to have that stretch and that in peace, that quiet peace. Sometimes I end with a little yoga stretch. Sometimes just have them lay on the floor just before they jump up and go, or, something to really stretch their muscles and everything. So what's next in store for you, Dwayne? What's next? So you're going to do a video, or write a book? What's in store?
I really want to do, the fitness modeling, but I like to do motivational speeches. So lately I've been working on speeches that I want to do just to help motivate people to get them to keep going, not give up.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. So is this to women and men, and as well as children, or...
It's everyone.
It's everyone. Oh, that's good to be motivational. Right. So you have a Facebook or we have a website. That's right. Tell me about your website.
Yeah. It's fitnesswithdonline.com.
Okay, repeat that one more time, please.
Fitnesswithdonline.com.
That would be great for my listeners out there. So, and you'd be working your clients out, telling them what to do. You're going to inspire them. You're going to motivate them, as well as be a model. So, are you going to be featured in magazines, so we can look out for you?
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay, so that's the goal there, to be a fitness model. Now, I want to know, do they pay pretty good, the fitness models?
They start you out with a little bit, and then you work your way from there. So, We'll see.
Okay.
I'm still just
well,
in
the field. Okay, put it out there. We'll put it out there for you that they will hire you and keep hiring you and keep hiring you and go from there. Because I, you know, looking on there and the internet, and I said, fitness model. I had never thought of that. I could have been a fitness model way back then when I was had my shape and everything. When you get older, that's when that little hit starts spreading and everything. Definitely,
yeah.
For sure. Now that it's summertime, because before you came out, I was telling everybody what to wear, if they should drink water or not. They should still continue exercising, and they should exercise when in the, you know, all day long when they're running outside, or is it early morning, late afternoon? Is this
with my clients? It all depend on when their availability was to exercise. It's good where you can do it in the morning. It's good to do it then. I mean, you could do it in the evening at the same time, but then you have to watch out when you eat, what you eat, and at what times you eat it. So they can get away with working out at certain times. It's just they got to know what to eat at the same time. You know, like I said, nutrition and fitness go hand in hand. So they got to work together on that part.
And so they shouldn't have a good heavy meal and then don't work out then, right?
No, because then after that, they'll actually cause issues sometimes. So that's what I suggest.
What about exercising like 9 or 10 o'clock at night before they go to bed? Should they exercise that late? Oops, my caller has dropped. Okay, he has dropped there. The thing I was asking him, should you exercise 10 or 11 o'clock at night? If you go into like a job, like a nurse's job or a police officer's job, you need that energy, then it's okay. If it's 10 or 11 o'clock at night and you're going to bed, no, because what happens is you're hyper and it's hard for you to go back to sleep. So it's better to exercise at least 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. And what happens is when you exercise, I don't know if this is still true, but that your metabolism is still high for at least 2 hours after your exercise. So just be know when you're going to exercise at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening and then try to go to bed by 7:30. I wouldn't do that unless it's like a stretching, you know, flexible exercise, something to do to relax you, to get you into that mood. In other words, do what we call a bedtime ritual. You brush your teeth, you close the kitchen lights off, or turn the lights off, close the door so you won't go back into the kitchen, drink some water, so warm milk, play some soft music, you know, get the room temperature down so it can get you in the mood to be able to go and have a restful sleep. Because if you don't sleep, you know, or get enough hours, it increases your weight gain, and that's you don't want to do that. So the most important thing is not only exercise and eating right, but it's also getting enough sleep so the body can be at rest, so the body can rejuvenate itself, so the body can at least repair itself, so the body can be fresh and alert and the next morning or for the next day when you have to exercise. It is very important to try to get all these in to help you lead to a healthier lifestyle, eating and exercise, as well as getting plenty of rest. Well, we got about 90 seconds left. We lost our caller, but this is Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, let you know, be on the lookout for the Comeback Telesummit, where I engage and interview at least about 14 women who have went through hell and beat the odds. They let their faith rule over their fear, and they came back or come back as queens. So they're known as the comeback. They're known as the comeback queens. They can tell you their story of going through mental, physical, sexual abuse, abandonment, you know, unforgiveness, whatever they went through, they can tell you at least they came back out on top because they let their faith rule over their fear. This is Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach. Until next time, thank you.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.